We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, I learned early in my career as a zone defender, you know, something is in front of you. The way offenses work, typically something's behind you too. So it's really just like a high-low concept. And so, you know, as you get older, you sort of get a feel for that. And earlier, like right before half, they did a similar play. I came up and tackled the running back. He kind of dropped the ball, and you know, I triggered on the running back pretty fast. So I was consciously knowing if they were to come back to something like that, you know, the OC is probably upstairs thinking, you know, you can get it behind him because he triggered on the flat pretty quick in the red zone. And so you know, that play came out, and I got a rollout action towards me, and I seen the running back flaring out, but. You know, usually when they want to throw it to the running back, he pretty much hits him right now. And so the quarterback just kept stringing it out and stringing it out, which made me realize, okay, something's behind me. So I sort of tried to give him the illusion that I was about to come down at the last second, and then I sort of just backed straight up. And, you know, luckily he threw it straight to me, and I was fortunate enough to make the play. And, yeah, it's probably the first pick I caught on my feet since I've been here. So.
What's it like for you? Like, how do those seconds play out when you realize something's up? Like, is there a moment of excitement when you've realized it and you think you can get an interception, or is there like a, oh my God, there's something going on here, I've got to make an adjustment?
Yeah, it's more so just, you know, like I said, when it comes to your preparation, while, you know, there are tendencies with every offense, every week is a new week. So, you know, when you see something that you might suspect, that's literally all it is until the play starts. It's just that, you know, I got that in my back pocket. I'm aware when they're in this formation, I can expect pretty much, I try to narrow it down to 2 to 3 things. You know, I can expect this, this, or this. And so as the play progresses, it's just a checking of the box in terms of what I've seen, the action I'm getting. And so, you know, once the play starts and, you know, maybe you do see the same thing you've seen on film, yeah, it's an exciting feeling. And from that point on, it's just reading and reacting to whatever the offense does. But, yeah, the main thing is just, you know, being prepared throughout the week on what you can expect in terms of what their offense likes to do. And then, you know, IDing it on game day, you know, when it actually happens, you know, being locked in enough to to see the formation, because, you know, when the game has ebbs and flows, and, you know, things get to moving fast, and there's times where you might have seen something on film, but things are going so fast, you know, you didn't notice it in the game. You're like, dang, you know, I've seen that all week. I should have seen that. But, you know, when you do see it, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I'm glad I was able to reap the benefits of that.
That's the voice of Bryce Cosby, Ball State senior starting safety. You guys as a defense as a whole forced a couple takeaways. You had the strip sack late by Anthony Ekpe. I think you held him to under 100 yards rushing as a team. I think you had almost half the sacks you've had as a team for the season on Saturday. When you put all of that together, what's starting to click for you guys defensively here as the season goes on, that you put together not just your best all-around performance, but like your best all-around performance in a lot of ways on Saturday?
You know, I told the guys after the Miami game, a lot of mistakes that people make, because we felt like we worked pretty hard leading up to that game and things didn't fall our way and we ended up losing. But, you know, I've learned the hard work, you know, essentially, it will pay off in some dividend, but it only guarantees you a chance. You know, you still got to come and execute. And so I told the guys after the Miami game, do not alter from the process. You know, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing. You know, at the end of the day, you know, this is still a relatively new defense to us, no matter how much we think we know it. You know, we didn't have the prototypical camp format that we're used to. You know, things have been a lot different, so, you know, we might have been a little on the short side when it comes to the amount of reps we've been able to get. So you know, I told guys, you know, we would rather hit our peak late than, you know, early, because I've been on teams where I feel like our defense, you know, we hit our peak at like game four, game five, and then, you know, it sort of went downhill from there. So I said, you know, let's just stick to the process, and it's pretty much all it's been. You know, we haven't really, it's not like there was drastic changes in any type of, you know, personnel or anything like that. It's just I think a lot of guys are getting more comfortable with the defense as a whole. They're understanding their job through and through in whatever position they may play. And, you know, we're continuing to work as a unit, you know. And I think when the togetherness, people understanding their job, and then you make seeing, you know, guys playing fast and physical, just a recipe for success for any defense. So I feel like that's been the main thing, is just us sticking to the process and, you know, thoroughly understanding what we need to do and, you know, honing in on our opponent every week.
Last thing is just on Central Michigan. Obviously, their quarterback situation is a little bit unhappy for them, probably is the best way to put that. They're down to one. But when you look at the other weapons that they've got, you know, you look at Khalil Pimpleton and what he's able to do. When you look at Kobe Lewis and what he's able to do, what jumps out to you about their explosion and how you have to limit that this week?
Yeah, like you said, you listed two of our players in Pimpleton and Lewis, number four. You know, I feel like, yeah, they're two big plays waiting to happen. You know, when you get guys like that on offense, I think the biggest thing is, you know, hats to the ball, you know, emphasis on tackling and just eliminating the big plays, because, you know, nothing makes an offense's job easier than, you know, a big play. You know, it cuts the field in half, it flips field position. And, you know, at this level, you allow offenses to get, you know, red zone trips. You know, even if it's a field goal, chances are they're probably going to come away with points. And so, you know, when you're facing offenses with weapons like that, I think the emphasis always has to be, you know, eliminating big plays. And the way you do that is, you know, getting guys to the ball. If you have a chance to make a tackle, you know, getting the guy down there, and that's it. And truly making offenses, you know, drive the field to get points. And you know, to credit the defenses at this level as well, it's hard to, you know, drive on defenses at this level for, you know, 75, however many yards to get points. You know, it's got to be an extreme amount of focus and attention to detail on the offense's part to either not go three and out or, you know, not turn over the ball. And so, you know, the biggest emphasis for us is always going to be eliminating the big play. And I feel like if we can do that, we'll be satisfied with the results at the end of the day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.